Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Alyosha Jody Rabinoff. Alyosha is a world-class concert pianist. But you know, Alyosha, there's been such a change. I've known you for many years, and there has been such a change. And even as you explained, you know, in the former Soviet Union, you won awards and competitions, and you come from a long line of musicians. But there was a major turning point in your personal life, which then affected your music. Tell me about that.
Well, when I realized that it's a lot of effort to practice for a two-hour concert, and I did not want to do it, at one point God began to speak to me and teach me, and he said, you know, maybe I'm not looking for classical musicians in my kingdom, but I'm looking for those that will worship me in the spirit and in truth. And I received a new desire to create music for his glory. And that actually took, quite a process. And I had, in that process, several encounters with God. And the main encounter I had is when I truly, truly experienced his love. That really affected the music.
You mean previous to that, you had not experienced his love?
Not to the same degree. I mean, as a believer, I've already created some music, and I believe that God's love was flowing through it. But I myself did not know it to the degree that God wanted me to know, because, you see, God is love. And,
By the way, speaking about love, I have here in my notes that you say love has the highest frequency. That sort of sounds almost like scripture where it says love never fails.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. That scripture says God is love. There's nothing in the world that is higher than God. Matter of fact, scripture says, you know, if you're not comfortable with love, you're not comfortable with God.
And Jody, as you point out, the opposite of fear is love. The opposite of love is fear.
Right. A lot of people try to just pray away fear or cast out fear, but it cannot really be cast out. It must be replaced with love, true and experiential love in the very core of one's heart and mind. And that is something that only an intimate relationship with God can do. And most of us never really got copious amounts of affection, love, and having parents be present and look at us with eye contact. And
well, we had imperfect parents, so what do you expect? Because they had imperfect parents.
Exactly. So we're all really destined to turn to God. And there's only one way to get there, and that is through Yeshua the Messiah, because he paid the full price for us to get all the way to the heart of the Father through what he did for us. And so we can get to the Father God, his love, and experience that through Yeshua himself. And so that is what really displaces fear.
Yeah, let me interject this. That doesn't matter what kind of parents we have. There is a wonderful verse that has to become a reality in my life, and that's Psalm 27, verse 11. And it says, when your father and the mother will forsake you, I will take care of you. We have a parent that is the highest being in the universe.
Alyosha, you had a mentor who is now in heaven by the name of Jack Frost. What did he teach you that allowed you to transition into this perfect love?
I heard of Jack Frost first time in the year 2000, and he taught this message, you know, that our Father really loves us, and that it is, you know, we have a hard time receiving his love because of our pain and hurts and experiences we had with our father and the mother, but this is why Yeshua came, to heal the broken hearts. He came to heal us so that we would be able to freely receive the love from our heavenly deity. It was absolutely a wonderful message, and I listened to it for years and years and years. But listening to the message is one thing, experiencing another. God's love must be experienced. Mm-hmm. It took several years before I went to one of the schools that Jack started for ministers, school that lasted 1 month. And it was a lot of difficult even getting there because, you know, it's a lot of money. I had to leave all my responsibilities and go. But I went, and besides the great teaching, what I received, there was a group of people that have been processed by God's love. And they would just surround you, and they would comfort you. And for the first time, I was in the company of people that, you know, I didn't feel like I had to tell them, you know, I'm a great ministry, I'm a concert pianist, I'm this and that. I knew I was loved with all my failures and all my problems. They loved me because love is unconditional.
Now, out of curiosity, is it easy for you now to love other people the way you were loved?
Much easier because, you know, I've experienced it. It's And not only that, but, you know, when I compose music, you know, I ask God, you know, to release God's compassion, you know, through my heart. And I have no problem, you know, feeling it flow.
Give us a tip for those that haven't walked in that realm. Give us some tips on how to walk in that realm.
Well, let me just give you first one experience that I received that really transformed me because that was really the major transformation in my life. In that school, there was one big man, and he didn't teach much. He would just kind of sneak behind you, and he would catch you in his arms, and he would begin to bless you with a father's blessing. And I wasn't comfortable with such closeness with men because I didn't feel close to God. You know, I wasn't comfortable being close to a man. And but he was strong and big, and I'm small and little, and I couldn't.
So he overpowered you.
Overpowered me.
He overpowered you with love, though.
And he would begin to say, Father, give him all the love that he missed growing up. And he'd begin to bless me. He said, anything that I missed. And I began to feel his heart. You know, it's hard to describe because after this, I cried for 25 days straight.
And just out of curiosity, did you cry much before that?
Almost never, because I was taught that men need to be strong, they don't need to show emotion and all that. And in a sense, my family suffered because I did not know how to release the fullness of intimacy, you know, to Jody, to my wife, and to my children. So,
Jody, what difference have you seen in Alyosha since he's experienced God's love?
Well, the first thing I would say is that he is more sensitive, more attentive, sensitive to God, to hearing the voice of God, to me as his wife. And then the first thing that really happened when he walked through the door after, you know, experiencing this kind of deep, intimate love in his heart, not just in his head, because he's a brilliant man, so it's easy for him to know the scriptures, but what happened when it hit his heart was a total transformation. As soon as he walked through the door, you could feel the difference. I started crying. I just looked at him and started crying, not just out of joy from seeing him, which I definitely missed him, but I could sense that there was a change. And now what we're doing is we go out to the nations of the world, and here in the United States is we're sharing this music and the experience of God's love in the heart, and we're watching that not only transform our lives and our children, but also other people's lives, and this is what excites me more than anything else.
Now, are you seeing a difference in his music since he had this encounter?
Music has totally changed. It's not the same music. And not only that, but he gets on the piano now and he'll start to hear the Lord minister, the Lord speak these words of love, and he'll start to repeat what he's hearing in his heart and in his spirit, which is alive now, and he'll just give that out, and it's totally different than anything he did before.
Let's hear some from The Lord Is My Healer, one of the two CDs we're making available for a donation of $35.
לכן כל אוכלייך יאכלו, וכל צרייך כולם בשבי ילכו. והיו שוסייך למשיסה, וכל בוזזייך אתן לבז. כי עלה ארוכה לך, וממכותייך ארפאך, נאום אדוני. כי נידחה קראו לך ציון, היא אין דורשת. כל כלי יוצר עלייך לא יצלח, וכל לשון תקום איתך למשפט תרשיעי. זאת נחלת עבדי אדוני, וצדקתם מאיתי נאום אדוני.
Therefore all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you I will make prey. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, This is Zion. No one seeks her. Weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.